Today's scripture reading comes from Luke 24, 1 through 12. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day will rise again?" Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all of this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves, and then he went home, amazed at what had happened. Here ends the reading.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be life-giving and life-affirming, O Holy One, for you are our hope and joy. Amen. So it was early dawn on the first day of the week, and the women came. Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women who had been with Jesus in Galilee, early dawn, and they came to the tomb. In mourning and in grief, they came to tend Jesus' body. You see, when he died, and at the time he was placed into the tomb, the Sabbath was beginning. And God commanded that the Sabbath be observed with rest. And so they went to their homes, and they prepared spices and ointments that were needed to prepare a body for burial properly. And then they waited for the Sabbath to be over. I wonder, as they walked in that pre-dawn light, I wonder what they talked to themselves about. Maybe they talked about how heart sore they were. Maybe they talked of their distress that a man so gracious and loving could be killed in such a cruel way. Maybe they shared their thoughts that surely we thought he had been the one who would set us free. And now we go to bury him. Perhaps they spoke of the reality of the task ahead of them, to tend a body that laid in a tomb for a while. Or maybe they simply walked in shared silence, companioning one another in their grief. However it is that they approached the tomb, what we do know is that when they got near to it and looked up, they saw that the stone that normally covered the entrance of the tomb had been already rolled away. Maybe somebody got here before us. Let's go see. And yet when they looked in, the tomb was empty. And before they could come to any understanding, there with them appeared two men in dazzling clothes. That means they were so pure and so brilliant as to have been not of this earth. Surely they understood instinctively that here are messengers of God. "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" they asked. "He is not here, but has risen. Remember remember how he told you? Jesus had been raised from the dead by God. You won't find him here among death. And with these words, the world that these women knew was completely upended. And yet suddenly everything became clear. What they thought was the end of the journey was really the beginning. The death of their beloved transformed. And so here we gather nearly two millennia later, and we too have come to understand that the empty tomb is not the end of the story. It's the beginning. We journeyed together through the weeks of Lent with Jesus' disciples, and they have brought us to this place. Yet Easter tells us the tomb is not our destination. The empty tomb is our beginning. It's a place of calling and a place of consecration, but it's also a place of sending out. The word to us and to them from the risen Christ is, "I will be with you, for God's love is stronger than death." You see, Jesus wasn't raised from the dead simply to tell us what happens when we die. It wasn't made as a statement just so it would shape our belief about life and life after death. The resurrection was God's reply to the crucifixion. You see, in Jesus' time, crucifixion was reserved for those criminals who were committing acts against the state. And so with this crucifixion, the Roman authorities and the religious leaders were hoping to put to death Jesus' teachings as well. You know those teachings. The one that says that every person belongs in God's community. The one that says we follow God first before nation or ruler or religious institution. Jesus' resurrection reminds us again that God acts for love in all ways and at all times. Therefore, our hope is in God for life that begins anew today and every day. For the tomb is not our destination. The empty tomb is the beginning of our story. So like the women at the tomb, you and I remember that resurrection means transformation. The scriptures are very clear. Jesus was not resuscitated as if God simply breathed life into his body. But he was transformed anew. So we learn through our living that resurrection of our lives transforms us anew in ways we cannot imagine. You know, we imagine the women who came to the tomb, several were named for us. And we remember, perhaps, that Mary Magdalene, when she was first introduced in the scriptures, was a woman so overwhelmed and burdened down with demons, and yet here, only a few short years later, she stands free at the empty tomb. And so I wonder what it is that God is inviting me to let go of, that I might be transformed. I wonder what it is that God is inviting us in our lives to let go of, to lay down, so that a new beginning might arise in us. We have imprisoned ourselves with doubt or old habits or it has to be this way or it can't be that way and I'm in and you're out and they're no good and he's all right. And God invites us to take a piece of that at least and to lay it down. To find the courage that it takes to hope for something new, so that we might find ourselves looking up and noticing that the stone has been rolled away. The empty tomb tells us of a God who redeems through love. It was love that we witness in Jesus' forgiveness, in his reconciliation, in his compassion and conviction, even at the cross, especially at the cross, hanging there. I forgive you. Here is your family. Words of comfort and hope and healing. Like the disciples, you and I also have learned as well that the transformation of resurrection, Jesus and yours and mine, the transformation of resurrection can become the transfiguration of the world. God is Lord, and it is God's love that invites us to follow through our choices, to follow through our heart, to follow through our action, God's ways of love and of justice. For it's that that guided Jesus on the way. Jesus says, no matter who you are, whether society says you are in or you are out, you belong, he says. You matter here. Jesus says, no matter who you are, it is time and past to let the oppressed go free and to work for reconciliation for our actions on one another. Jesus says, when you welcome the stranger, you welcome me, and when you don't, you keep me out. Jesus' love for anyone who followed God or did not follow God, because he taught us, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And there are no qualifications on who my neighbor is. Love for you and for me, for each and for all. And so we stand at the empty tomb this morning and we recognize hope that cannot be defeated. And we recognize joy that cannot be denied. And we recognize peace that overcomes. Because the empty tomb is the beginning of the story. Because God's love always has the last word. And that is our hope. That God is doing the impossible, changing death into life in you and in me and in this world every single day. I pray that you and I do our best to live God's love, God's justice and shalom today and every day. That is the way the world will be transformed. Amen.